Senator Broder.
Here.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Osgood.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you like to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. We're going to start with two. We'll take up tab two, Senate Bill 480 on renewable natural gas by Senator DeSigley. Senator DeSigley, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, good afternoon. Happy first day of session. Senate Bill 480, Renewable Natural Gas. The bill authorizes the PSC to establish a mechanism for a public utility to recover costs for renewable natural gas infrastructure in the state of Florida consistent with the cost recovery mechanisms for investment in production of traditional fuels. The bill authorizes that the Basin Management Action Plan identify opportunities to develop this renewable energy source in association with these water quality improvement projects as part of the Florida Spring Protection Act. And finally, the bill expands the Florida Farm to Fuel Initiative to include production of renewable natural gas and methane capture in association with livestock farms, food production facilities, and other agricultural waste management operations. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Chair, and thank you so much, Senator DeSigley. Good bill. I just want to just get some clarity. One of it, I spoke with some of the stakeholders, but how is the prudent cost determined? The prudent cost. The prudent cost.
Yeah, Mr.
Senator
Chairman.
Senator DeSigley, you're recognizing. You guys can go back and forth.
Okay. Thank you very much. I would say that, like most things when it comes to cost recovery, that's gonna be determined by the PSC. I think that's a common term when it comes to the cost recovery programs. I want to also point out that, you know, this is the same bill we saw last session passed unanimously on the Senate floor, 40-0. There was some, concern about, increased in cost. Again, this bill really, we want to encourage the investment in this type of energy. Obviously, we want to be energy diverse in the state, and this bill very simply, wants to promote that type of investment.
Oh, thank you. I'm good. Yeah.
Senator Osgood.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator DeSigley, for this bill again. Just one question. How will this bill impact residential consumers? Will it make their rates go up or down?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill doesn't speak to rate increases, decreases, rates in any way. Again, this is a cost recovery program. If one of these power companies want to invest in renewable natural gas that's laid out here in the legislation, it just simply gives the Public Service Commission the authority to allow that cost recovery for that investment. So in many ways, I believe, since this is an energy diversification legislation, you can make the argument that it could lower bills in the long run. So we just really, there's a big question mark there. But again, this bill doesn't speak to rates.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one question. Last year, the bill you had had a requirement that the PSC consider whether cost recovery would create an undue hardship to customers. I didn't see it in this year's bill unless I missed it. Why did we not bring that forth in this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll have to dig into that.
Okay.
I don't have that answer for you at this very moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's one late filed amendment. Seeing no objection, let's take up late filed amendment barcode 869098 by Senator Jones. Senator Jones, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and to Senator DeSigley. First of all, a very good bill. I know we voted on this last year. My whole idea for the amendment was to basically the assurance of the guardrails that we put in place, and as far as the prudency test, I even spoke with the stakeholders about that. There already are two different prudency tests that take place, whether first at the project itself and then the second time within the expenditure on the project. So my whole objective is once these projects are greenlit, I know the PSC, they cannot give the assurance that it would decrease rates, and I don't want to use the word decrease loosely. And this amendment was just to put that safeguard in place to ensure that when these projects do come about, that it at least shows that this will not increase the rates of the consumer but decrease it. But I want to make sure we sit down and talk and put this in the right posture to figure out if there is a way that we can make that insurance. And if not, then we can't. But I withdraw the amendment so we can talk more about it.
Okay, the amendment's withdrawn. We're back on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill?
Yes.
Senator Broder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, yeah, we all voted for it last year. I know it's slightly different this year. I think we're all philosophically in the same place, which is we'd like a diverse offering for our customers. We just want to make sure there's no undue burden. I tend to agree that without cost recovery for renewable natural gas, that then if I'm a producer, I would just then go to the places where I would get the cost recovery because that would be cheaper for me. And so I think this is ultimately going to lower the cost for consumers. I don't think there's going to be a burden. I think it's going to let folks flow to that, which makes the most sense for the consumer. And so I'm very much supportive of the bill. Thank you, Mr. Senator.
Senator Hooper?
No.
Anybody else? Okay. Senator DeSigley, you were recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Hold on. We have some public appearances.
Slow down.
Sorry for everybody.
Whoa, whoa, okay.
We were skipping things.
Look at how you debate.
All right. Karen Woodall, Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. Waiving in opposition. Bradley Marshall.
Good afternoon, Senators. Thank you for letting me address you today. My name is Bradley Marshall. I'm an attorney with Earth Justice. I often represent consumer groups over at the Public Service Commission. Our primary concern with this bill is the current lack of guardrails to prevent rates from skyrocketing, bills from going up as a result of this bill. The bill seems to redefine prudence from what it's commonly understood in the utility world to projects for RNG that have reasonable costs associated with them and that fulfill the purposes of the statute, which includes promoting RNG. Prudence in the utility world means more than that, and so we have a lot of concerns that the bill as currently written will greenlight potentially billions in expenditures that are going to be put on ratepayers. Florida, so far for this year, they've released January through October data. Our electricity bills in the nation were the third highest, just behind Hawaii and Connecticut. And that might come down as November and December data comes in because that tends to be less energy intensive for Florida. But we already have some of the highest electricity bills in the nation. And our concern is that without better guardrails, that could just continue to, our energy bills could just continue to go up. Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin Doyle.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members of the committee, for allowing me to be here today. I'm Kevin Doyle, Vice President of State Affairs for Consumer Energy Alliance, CEA. We advocate for reliable, affordable energy on behalf of consumers, farmers, small business people, manufacturers, and folks across the country. We applaud the Senate for considering this important legislation that will help us to further promote energy security here in Florida by expanding investments in energy development, which includes renewable natural gas, or RNG. Agriculture, municipal governments, private businesses, wastewater utilities, and waste management organizations can all benefit and participate in the production of RNG and produce domestic clean energy. The development of RNG will create jobs, protect the environment, and reduce emissions. There's a lot of potential for RNG here in Florida, and we should utilize untapped streams of renewable energy to improve our state and promote fuel diversity to strengthen our energy supply across the state. Thank you again for allowing me to be here today.
Thank you. Laura Munoz.
Good afternoon. My name is Laura Munoz, and I am here to stand in opposition of this bill. I am here representing the youth of Florida Student Power. As youth, every single day, they are waking up thinking about their future, thinking about the future that they're going to be left with. And if that future is going to really be committed to true and honest solutions, not just corporate interest. And so I am here to speak in opposition and ask that we look at all of the amazing solutions that already exist for true renewable solutions to our climate crisis. and not fracked methane, which is, if we look truly in our hearts, we will know that this is not a true solution. As many of our fellow researchers have shown us here today, it's not only the most cost-effective, but also it has danger to our communities. And so the youth of Florida ask you to really think about this bill and think about solutions that could really say, Florida, wow, this is a space where we're innovating and we're moving to the best research and we're moving to the best solutions that honor our youth, their lives, and their future. So please, please, please consider this and consider the people and our well-being before corporate interests. Thank you.
Jackson Oberlink.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Greeters. My name is Jackson Oberlink, and I am here today on behalf of Florida Rising to express our strong opposition to SB 480. This bill, disguised as a step towards clean energy, serves the interests of utility and gas companies at the expense of environmental and financial prudence. From both a cost and environmental perspective, the adoption of renewable natural gas is both unnecessary when alternative clean energy sources are readily available. The terms renewable and clean natural gas are a lie created by fossil fuel executives. Chemically, renewable natural gas is identical to its counterparts, emitting the same pollutants and causing similar health and ecological concerns. The argument that utility companies have presented to this committee is deceptive. The amount of renewable natural gas they claim to provide is a mere fraction of the actual demand, attempting to deceive the state and its citizens. The state would end up shouldering the burden of subsidizing years of construction with minimal payoff, while utility companies would impose the cost of volatile natural gas prices on consumers for decades. This bill is an attempt by monopoly utility and gas companies to persist in burning fossil fuels without genuine regard for the environment or the well-being of the people. There are four lobbyists for Florida Power and Light registered to lobby on this bill, and they have proven to Floridians time and time again that they are only concerned with their own profits, not the well-being of working Floridians. We urge you to consider the misleading nature of this bill and the potential long-term consequences it poses. Please vote no on SB 480 to protect the financial freedoms of Floridians and promote a more sustainable and responsible energy future. Thank you.
David Cullen. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dave Cullen for Sierra Club Florida. Welcome back. I am rising once again to oppose this bill. If you look at the beginning of this section of law, it talks about diversifying energy sources because Florida is using predominantly natural gas. Well, natural gas is essentially what we're talking about with quote-unquote renewable natural gas. And sticking renewable in front of natural gas does not make it a clean energy source. CH4, methane, is 80 times worse than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. It's contributing to climate change, which is contributing to our property insurance crisis. This is the last thing we need to be encouraging. We need to be moving away from emissions that are changing our climate and increasing our costs. And this bill is going in exactly the wrong direction and giving the industry an argument for stranded costs by having ratepayers pay for the infrastructure. This is a bad idea. Please vote it down. Thank you.
Ron Brzee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so I think this is a good bill, and I want to talk on two points. One, the concept of renewable natural gas, right? Let's level set what we're talking about, okay? We're taking waste, animal waste, and we're converting that into fuel. So that is a benefit to the environment, and it is using a resource that is currently not being used in that fashion in order to produce energy. So that's the first component. There's a question about prudency, right? What is prudency and what is a prudency review? So I will tell you that as most things that go for a prudency review at the Florida Public Service Commission, you come in before the Florida Public Service Commission and you say, here's an idea for a project that we have. The commission says, the idea makes sense. This is what you project. when you actually go through the process, then you come back before the commission, and the commission then looks at your actual costs. And once they look at your actual costs, they will then approve or deny the costs and expenses that have been made. And so therefore, there is a complete set of steps that are in there to protect consumers. And through that process, you have interveners who could play a role in that and make their arguments as to whether whatever is being considered is first prudent, or, and secondly, whether the costs are appropriate or not.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dale Calhoun.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Dale Calhoun, Florida Natural Gas Association. I guess looking at the environmental aspect of renewable natural gas, I guess about 17 years ago when I first got out of college, I worked with an individual that his passion was to figure out how to create a digester that would actually work, that would capture the methane, clean it up, and get it into a pipeline quality gas. At that point in time, University of Florida researchers, they had no good digester that worked. We have the technology today. We have the tools today to use and create digesters to capture animal waste. We're also able to capture human waste. We do the same thing animals do. If you go by any wastewater facilities, they're either flaring the methane and not using it for energy, or it's going to the air, which is even worse than flaring it. And the animal waste is also doing the same thing. So by utilizing these mechanisms through the utilities and other companies that are out there to capture the renewable natural gas through the technology and processes we have today, this bill will actually help clean up our air. It will get the methane out of the air, or that methane that is being just wasted or flared that's creating CO2. We're going to be utilizing it for energy in people's homes and businesses. And, you know, as technology gets better, more things get better. But today, this is what we have in the state, and it does clean up the air, and it does good stuff with wasteful products. So with that, we would appreciate your support again this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Castle is waving in support, representing Chesapeake Utilities. Adam Basford.
We'll wave in support, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Greg Black.
Deploy U.S. waves in support.
Waving in support. Andrew Walmsley.
Florida Farm Bureau waves in support.
Thank you. Carolyn Johnson.
Florida Chamber of Commerce waves in support.
Thank you. And Jim Spratt. Waves in support. Thank you. We'll go back to debate in case anybody had any further questions or anything they'd like to say. No? Senator DeSigley, you're welcome to close on the bill.
I will waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Susan, please call the roll on CS for SB, or I'm sorry. Please call the roll on SB 480.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Broder.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hooper.
Yes.
Chair Gruters.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 480 is reported favorably. We'll next take up tab 3, Senate Bill 496 on low voltage alarm system projects by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill clarifies legislative intent on a bill I passed in 2017 related to alarm systems. There are conflicting circuit court opinions as to the interpretation of this provision. Lastly, it revises current statute to allow for the installation of low-voltage alarm systems to protect areas not exclusively zoned for single-family or multifamily residential use, and that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? We have one. We have Cindy Lundy waving in support. Great. Thank you. Any debate on the bill? Senator Perry, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Wait, close.
Susan, please call the roll on Senate Bill 496.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Broder.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hooper.
Yes.
Chair Gruters.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 496 is reported favorably. We'll next take We'll take up tab 4, Senate Bill 334 on rabies vaccinations by Senator Burgess. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under current law, the rabies shot is the only one of 9 shots required to be administered by a veterinarian. So this bill would amend the statute to authorize employees, agents, or contractors of an animal control authority to administer rabies vaccinations to impounded dogs, cats, and ferrets.
Are there questions on the bill? Any appearance forms? We have Jennifer Hobgood waving in support. Thank you. And Diana Ferguson waving support. Thank you. Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Burgess, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Wait, close.
Susan, please call the roll on Senate Bill 334.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Broder.
Yes.
Senator Hutson.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hooper.
Yes.
Chair Gruters.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 334 is reported favorably. Next, we'll take up tab one. Senate Bill 366 on gas safety by Senator Yarbrough. Senator Yarbrough emailed me asking for Senator Hutson to handle the bill. And so, Senator Hutson, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill will allow the Public Service Commission to maintain full delegated inspection and enforcement authority over natural gas utilities within the state of Florida. The bill revises the federal civil penalty amounts, which have not been updated since 1993. That is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Any appearance forms? Dale Calhoun? Wave in support. Kevin Doyle? Waves in support. Thank you. Mike Castle? Thank you very much. Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Hutson, would you like to close? Wave, close. Susan, please call the roll on Senate, the roll on Senate Bill 366.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broder?
Yes.
Senator Hutson.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Osgood.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hooper.
Yes.
Chair Gruters.
Yes, and by your vote, Senate Bill 366 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Bradley moves we adjourn. There's no objection. We are adjourned.
Move.